The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and over gaming community with members spanning the globe, playing games across all genres, but our roots are in first-person shooters. Bring your thick skin, drink of choice, and grab your controllers. GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. And now, it's time for the ReaperCast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grim Reaper Gamers ReaperCast. I'm Johnny Hustler, and we got a hell of a show for you here tonight. So without further ado, let's go around the horn. Second chair, the yin to my yang, the man who tries to keep me in check and usually seems to always give me hell. Jammer, how the hell are you? What you drinking? What you playing?
Well, hey, John. What I'm drinking is actually just an iced tea. And I coach varsity boys basketball, and we had a road game tonight. And after that game, we went to McDonald's, where I had a quarter pounder with cheese meal and a shamrock shake. So I didn't want to add beer on top of that mixture that's already volatile in my stomach. So we didn't take a risk, and we went with iced tea. And you have no worries tonight, my friend.
Oh, no worries. You know what? Every time you say I have no worries, it's one of the worst shows as far as me taking a beating we ever have.
Because, I mean, Jack and I should be in great moods because the Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So yeah. we're both friendly and nice now. We don't have anything to be mad about anymore.
Oh my goodness!
Everything's great.
Can the show last with a kinder, gentler Jammer and Lala Calamari?
I'm zen. Everything's zen now. Just like Bush things. What am I playing? I've been playing Monster Hunter World, and I got Kingdom Come Deliverance today. Those have been my two. I played some Division with you on a Division lobby night, just to hang out with you. So those are kind of what I've been playing. But everything's great, man. Everything's great, and the world is great, and the sun is shining. The birds are chirping because my Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could take this if Jack's this damn nice. All right, let's try the third chair over here. He is the grimmest of all Reapers, although maybe not tonight because of the Super Bowl win. The master of the tomato meter, Jack Lala Calamari. How the hell are you? What you drinking? What you playing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. And what am I drinking? I am drinking New England's Tears, a.k.a. Sam Adams Boston Lager.
The Tears of Brady.
Tears of Brady, and it's delicious. It's delicious. I tell you what, from what I understand, Jason Kelsey is running for Philadelphia mayor, and he's got a 99% chance to win in his mummer's outfit. That guy is a legend.
Hail Foles.
All hail Foles, yes. All hail Foles and Big Balls Peterson. I tell you, that was a glorious game. I mean, you know. So, yeah, we're all happy. We could just end right now. Just end on a happy note.
I don't know.
I don't carry D batteries around anymore. Now they're triple A's.
Yeah, triple A's. Just a smaller one.
Just a little one. Just in case I get upset.
Okay, well that's still a little bit of anger. I mean, if you're really, really kinder, gentler, it'd be like those little cheesy watch batteries.
Watch the little coin batteries.
If we win another one, then we'll go to those.
Yeah. You got to do it 2 years because we're already the underdogs for next year.
Yeah.
What am I playing? I'm grinding out ESO. Playing some of that, getting ready for the next expansion pack that's coming out in a couple of weeks. I think it's out now for PC, and it's due out in a couple of weeks for consoles. I've also been playing some Call of Duty World War II for some first-person action. I still dig that game. And last night, I played some PUBG, and we earned a chicken dinner, and that was by pure luck. Just I kind of stumbled into a chicken dinner. I was the last one alive. Well, and I don't credit that to skill at all. It's just pure luck.
Well, that's a lot of the game. There's luck involved on that game, so it's not always pure skill. So, all right. Well, I'm drinking pop tonight. I'm just not feeling up to anything alcoholic tonight, so I kind of...
Oh, soda. Pop. Okay, yeah.
Pop.
I don't understand.
No. Well, you need to speak our language.
No.
There's right, no universal translator.
Pop.
I'm throwing a 9-volt at him.
Yeah. There we go. Angry now. There we go. Bringing some fear. Bringing some of that anger back. There we go. Pop, 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 pop. Yes, indeed.
Zen.
Pop. All right. Well, since you two are all so damn nice, I guess I'll take the rant this week. since you all are so happy. I wasn't even this happy after the Cubs won the World Series. What the hell happened to you two?
Everything's right in the world.
Jeez.
It's been a few years.
Well, 108 for the Cubs, and you didn't see me going all freaking Zen and John Lennon shit. And
I'm sure you party at the Runza, so it's okay.
Well, John, two things. One, you know I'm a big – I like multiple sports. Mm-hmm. Football, though, the Super Bowl is the biggest event out of any of those. I'm not downgrading the Cubs winning a World Series because that's a big deal. But out of all the sports, you know, the Super Bowl is the one, and you got to win. You can't lose a game in the playoffs or you're done. So I, even though I love the Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, Eagles, Union, I'm more invested in the Eagles than any of those other teams. So that one means more to me than anything. And people, even people that aren't fans of a sport, know the Super Bowl. Not they don't all know the World Series or the NBA Finals as much.
Well, I think everybody knows the World Series. I mean, come on.
It's
the national pastime. Everybody knows what the World Series is.
That's dead. There's not 55 million people or whatever the numbers are watching the World Series.
Well, now there were, for that Game 7, it outdid some Super Bowls.
No, get the fuck. Now I can't look it up on my shitty computer. Where's the D fucking batteries?
There we go. There we go.
Johnny Lice thread.
Good, good. Let the hate flow through you.
I'm looking that up sometime to show you're wrong.
Actually, I think it's close. I think it was close. I don't think it was above. I think it was close to some Super Bowls. But above others.
All the time. The lies.
Oh, the
never
lies.
Never ending lies.
Anyway. So. Let's talk about a rant here real quick, and I'm going to go off on PlayStation here for a little bit. Not necessarily the PlayStation or Sony itself, but their network. And the reason why I'm going to go off on the network is because we have gotten for two generations now, these updates, these beta updates for the firmwares for the PS3 and PS4. And with every one of them comes a survey. And with every damn survey comes a request for name changes, asking how much we want name changes. So Sony, I'm going to say it to you right now. Everybody wants fucking name changes on the PSN. Everybody wants to change their name just like you can do on the Xbox, just like you can do on Steam. Everybody wants this. Quit putting out a goddamn survey all the time. I think there's been at least 6 or 7 surveys I've seen in the past few years asking, do you want name changes on the PlayStation Network? And it's always an overwhelming 80-some percent plus saying, fuck yes, let's do it. So they think every time, let's put out another goddamn survey. What do you think is going to change in the past 5 or 6 years that is going to make people decide, oh, no, we don't want that now. Everybody else has it, but fuck it. I mean, come on. Do you need a survey for everybody who has been clamoring all over the internet and through survey after survey after survey, overwhelmingly saying, yes, this is the top thing we want? Why another damn survey? Every damn beta. Every time. Do you think you want name changes this time? Fuck yes. Okay, just say that. Just the next time you ask yourself in your head, Sony, do they want name changes? Just say yes. It's that fucking easy. Come on.
I'm not quite sure that why they don't even have that. I mean, it's a simple change in their database.
They say
2 seconds.
Yeah, they say it's a big network overhaul and shit, and it's about verification. It's a bullshit. We change usernames all the time in networking. I mean, for God's sakes.
I didn't hear a word you said. Because in the year 2016, which the Cubs won it, the Game 7 was 40 million, all right? Mm-hmm. And in that year in 2016, the NBA Finals was 31 million, and the Super Bowl that year was 112 million. So yeah,
But you know what? It wasn't always 100-some million for Super Bowls either.
Well, yeah, so you're comparing the World Series to the 1967 Super Bowl that wasn't even on TV.
I knew
year.
I could get some freaking anger out of you. You were
Jesus
full of shit.
Christ.
The jammer lies started. The jammer lies started. I'm kinder, gentler jammer.
Zen.
Yeah, zen. Bullshit. Jammer lies started. It's a new one. Soon to be on the forums at forums.grimreapergamers.com.
You won't find many lies.
Oh,
what were you ranting about? Sony's network's always been dumb.
Well, it's the name change thing. It's the fact that they have to survey about the name changes every fucking time when everybody says yes. I had to go Cliff's Notes because you weren't listening.
Yeah, today's the day of mute because John tried to talk while he's muted, And now Lala was just talking to us, I think, while he's muted. So let me make sure I mute mine at some point as well.
There you go. No, I can't believe they would need to even survey that. Like, okay, why not have that feature?
I've had at least four or five surveys that I've taken. I don't take every survey. Four or five surveys that I've taken. What is the big one? What are the biggest things you want to see? And every time, fucking name change. And it's what everybody wants to see.
I've actually thought about changing my name, and maybe we should have a little contest. Email us at, what's the email for name suggestions?
Reapercast@grimreapergamers.com.
What should I change my name to? My Xbox gamer tag.
Captain Tomato.
Captain Tomato, that was the name of the bad guy I had in the DC Online.
Captain, oh, that's right, it was. All right, well, anyway, I'm done. Just a little bit of pissiness for you. And enough to get Jammer pissed off. All right, should we talk about Grim Reaper Gamers, GRG.com, or GrimReaperGamers.com, the GRG?
Sure.
You want to talk about state of GRG, or you want to talk about
the events? Yeah, we can go cover over some of the things. So today, I did a little surprise hiring of a few staff members. We currently have four new guys that are team leads that will help organize game, you know, parties and help keep the forums active. We have Rob, oh my God, I did it. Rab, Solzane, Valiant, and
Raycon. Congratulations, Rob.
I'm looking right at it too. But we have, we have the four new guys, Rab and Solzane. I think I say that name right too. I get names terrible with names. They'll be handling the PS4, but Rav will also be doing Xbox. Valiant is Xbox, and Rigon is also Xbox. So we have a good mix there. Two new PS4 guys and, well, three Xbox guys combined. So that's going to help out a lot because we've been getting a lot of new members. We pretty much get almost a new member almost every day, maybe a couple members a day. So we just need some help organizing that, getting some games going, getting people in the game parties and lobbies and whatnot. And should I cover over some of the events we get going?
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about events. By the way, just for the record, the events page is at grimreapergamers.com/events.
Yes. Okay. So if you check our calendar, you can see all the stuff we have on there. We're pretty active. A lot of permanent events going. On Monday nights, we're kicking off. Beers leads a group for COD Monday night. Monday Night Massacre. If you're interested in playing World War II on the Xbox, hook him up and you can get some games. I'm also running a Battle Royale with Cheese on Mondays as well. That's the I usually do PUBG, and we had the PS4 guys.
Wait, Fortnite. Hold on. Not to interrupt, but how do you pronounce that again? Battle Royale?
With Cheese. See, now you're going to get in trouble too. We're both in trouble. Yeah, so we're kicking off those on Monday nights. So you should be able to get an Xbox or PS4. You should be able to get into a game. I know the PS4 guys have been doing pretty well at Fortnite. Tuesday nights, we have a group running Overwatch, and they're trying to even form a competitive team for GRG. So that's kind of interesting. I almost want to play that and bring down their chances of winning.
That's kind of scary. Competitive GRG. What is this?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how serious they're going to get with it, but I think they're, they kind of want to play more tactical and, play as a team better. And I think it's open to pretty much anybody, but I just think they want to kind of focus on be a little bit more hardcore than a casual.
So you're saying they want to be more tactical?
Tactical. Wednesday nights is our typical community night. And that's just a mix of games of whatever. We have PC guys, Xbox guys doing a bunch of different games. Thursday nights, we kick off to, I've been running some Elder Scrolls PvP, Regulators, Mount Up, and Cyrodiil. And we've been getting a good turnout for that, like 12 people or so. And doing pretty well, actually, believe it or not. In the low-level PvP, we've actually been holding our own and actually winning fights. So that's kind of amazing. And then Sexy Grexy on the Xbox side is running some PUBG. And we're rounding it off the end of the week, Saturday. We have the GRG Tater Raid for Destiny 2. So I think that's just about trying to get everybody through the raid, as long as you're geared up enough to get to participate in the raid, come join the guys. They'll run you through.
And also don't forget with a lot of those nights that we're running PUBG, the PS4 side is also running Fortnite, getting their battle royale on.
And something that's a game I'd like to try a little bit more on the Xbox side.
There's a lot of fun.
For whatever reason, everybody's so locked into PUBG, they're not giving it a chance. But
now that is a good game. Fortnite Battle Royale is a lot of fun. A little more, I guess, a little more casual. Not quite as hardcore as PUBG. Not quite as technical, I don't think. But hell of a game.
Well, I think
reason why it's climbing up in ranks.
They say they're working on getting that to run 60 frames per second on all consoles soon. That's their next patch or so they're looking at doing. They're adding a whole bunch of different game modes to it. They're doing a lot of work to it. They're trying to keep it fresh.
And it sounds like they want to do a lot of those events that are limited time, then pull that back in another event for a limited, like the 50 versus 50 that they had.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, and they're looking to do more of those types of events where, you know, they're limited time events and come back and you still have the battle royale, but you know, then you have these limited events to play as well to kind of break things up a little bit. So I think it's a great idea, especially if they come up with about four or five different events that they can come in back and forth on that are extra events outside the battle royale. I think that would be really advantageous for Fortnite, because that'd be something that the others aren't doing.
Sure. Like, they just wrapped up one. It was like snipers only. I wanted to play around with that and check that out, because I thought that'd be a lot of fun. I mean, there's things that game does better, and there's things that I'm not crazy about. Like, when you're going through and actually looting or whatnot, it's easier to see what you're looting. It's easier to pick up what you're looting. It's easier to slot and access your inventory. Versus PUBG, it's a little more difficult. It's difficult to pick the items you want and make sure things are slotted. So it's a little bit easier. It goes a little bit smoother. But then the whole building aspect, I got to get over and just learn how to do it.
Oh, and congrats on the staff, by the way, that you talked about 5 minutes ago while I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off for technical reasons. I think you talked about them, right?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. They're going to need it.
Yes.
Of course. No idea, you know, what they signed up for.
If I really wanted to be a jerk, I could take that piece, splice it out, put it farther down in there so that Jammer's talking about, well, if you guys talk about staff and then staff chat later on. But
yeah, I'm having a fucking awful time tonight, technically. This has been a train wreck for me. The things I do to entertain you people out there.
We always have somebody. We always have somebody with a technical issue. Every damn show. at least sure, we're not on video.
It live.
Yeah, at least we're not on video to see you dangling network cables and
oh, it looks like a war zone around my desk right now.
It's like episode 10 all over again.
Holy shit.
All right. Again, for the events, check out GrimReaperGamers.com/events, and as always, check out our forums at forums.GrimReaperGamers.com. Alright, we got a lot of news to cover. from what I'm seeing here. Gaming and entertainment news for GRG. Monster Hunter World just came out, what was that, 2 weeks ago? Not quite 2 weeks ago, was it? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think... It's 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I think we brushed on it last show because it was just releasing then. But a lot of you guys have had a chance to play it. There's actually quite a strong contingent in GRG playing this game on the various platforms. Jammer, I'm going to let you talk about this.
I tell you, it's a good fucking thing that things are working all of a sudden for me, or you guys would be having real fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's the multiplayer is kind of weird, how you have to hook up together and how you get in like the GRG squad. But I see the appeal of the Destiny people that have bailed on Destiny and gone to it, because you can craft your armor and your weapons and upgrade. And if you keep going, grab mats, you know, it keeps working. There's auto crafting for potions, and going out there and fighting monsters is fun. I mean, they're big fucking beasts. So you can just go out there and keep hunting the same monster over and over to grab the mats to help you if you're trying to work towards something, or you can keep continuing along on a quest in their fake JRPG world there, you know, getting bigger and badder monsters and finding out, you know, what their weaknesses are. You do have to hunt them. It's not like it just points it to you. You got to find some, I mean, it's kind of easy, but you got to start collecting footprints and starting to research them a little bit. One of the cooler things is when you're hunting a monster, if it happens to run into an area where there's another monster, sometimes they start going at it. And so you're all of a sudden you're standing there as this tiny person with this big monster fight, going on in front of you.
Okay. When you said going at it, I was wondering if you meant fighting or if we were going to throw some Barry White here.
No, Viva Pinata. But then sometimes, of course, you draw the attention to the big bad monster that will kick your ass in half a second.
Oh, great.
So I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's fun with a group, but it's tough if you're doing quests, because the person, whoever's mission you're joining, has to have watched all the cutscenes, and you can't join until they watch cutscenes. And so sometimes you're waiting around, you know, waiting for that person to be able to see cutscenes. So that makes it the tricky part. If they solve those issues and it was easier to just bam, play with somebody, the game would be a complete blast. And I'm enjoying it more than Destiny in terms of collecting mats and trying to craft things and get better loot, that type of deal.
Yeah, if they follow something like Destiny's, like drop in fire team, mm-hmm. that'd probably help that out a lot. I see a lot of, well, obviously a lot of GRG guys went there. That's probably between that and PUBG, they're probably the two main games right now on the Xbox side of the world.
Both four-player squads, so big communities like ours,
it helps out. But yeah, I see on Reddit as well, then the Destiny subreddit, a lot of people are just like, I've had enough. You know, Destiny 2, just, I'm done. I beat it. I moved on, and I'm playing Monster Hunter because it's exactly what we want to do, but it's not Destiny.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I mean, and the monsters are significant in size compared to you, and you have to figure out their weaknesses, and some of them you got to make sure you have the right equipment to take them on. I'm still in the learning stage of that. I think I'm on 3-star monsters now, or whatever. I don't even know how many stars it goes up to, but you know, so for me and how often I play games, that's probably my max. and Johnny's probably would be at 1, but it is a lot of fun. You know, even just on your own going out in the hunt, there's a gathering area. So if you're in somebody's session, like you can't see each other in the headquarters, but you can go up to this gathering hub and you can arm wrestle your friends. So, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but I did kick Digital's ass in arm wrestling the one time we did do it. So I'm enjoying the game. It's definitely has that appeal of, well, let me craft this. Let me try this. And you got a little cat that you can craft armor for and shit too. So if you don't mind Japanese games, it's fun.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting game. I did pull the trigger on that the other day, so I'm going to try getting into that and see what I think of it.
Hold on, I got a digital message. We've been waiting for that. Johnny just confirmed on podcast that he bought Monster Hunter. Okay, thanks.
I did not buy this one.
Thank goodness. That's why I bought it.
That's why a lot of people bought it.
Well, I mean, spring kind of dried up. A lot of things moved to fall, so.
Yeah,
this game, actually, I don't know what the Metacritic score is right now, but this game was really well reviewed.
Yeah, it was well reviewed.
That was one of the first draws to me, and then people in the community talking about it made me think about it more, and then I watched the stream on it, and I'm like, holy shit, that looks like fun, you know, going after these things and trying to take down these big fucking monsters. And that's what made me pull the trigger.
Yeah. Right now, sitting in a 90 on Metacritic for the, oh Jesus, what the hell? fucking Metacritic now has gotten into the autoplay videos. Thanks. I wish I'd heard this before I got my rant.
This is one of those shows where you're just like, yeah, we should just canceled.
Yeah. No, anyway, 90, let's see. Monster Hunter World placed it. Now, this is the PS4 one. 90 Metascore. Mm-hmm. 93 on Xbox, and running about 7.5 to 8 on the user scores. So, and you know,
it's fun.
Yeah, those user scores, sometimes you get people to decide to drive it down after it gets too high.
Sometimes I go back in, I'll hunt the same monster just to gain, because you gain more knowledge and there's shit you can turn in. So it's not even like you get bored of just hunting one monster. I mean, some of them get easier for you, obviously, as your equipment gets better. But I still enjoy even going after the same guys I've already gotten before.
That's good. Yeah, it looks like a pretty fun game. I watched a few streams, and it's looking really interesting. So let's go into some entertainment news. There's been a lot of sci-fi stuff these past few weeks that have debuted. Especially, you know, first couple we're going to talk about are on Netflix. The big series that debuted a couple weeks ago or thereabouts is the adaptation of Altered Carbon. 10 episodes? This time, and I'm a few episodes in, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been a really interesting, intriguing series. Now, I'm not familiar with the books, so I'm working on no base here whatsoever. But I mean, to me, really interesting stuff. I mean, cool premise, beautiful as hell. The game. I mean, it looks like they're spending a shit ton of money on it.
Yeah, I managed to binge this in a weekend. I plowed right through it. We had the one kid was sick, so we didn't really do anything. So I kind of just muscled right through the entire season. And, you know, it was interesting. It was definitely different. I did not read the book, so I was going into this new as well. And it's the universes where people have the stacks that are implanted in the base of their necks. And I guess it's like a hard drive and keeps their conscious in there.
Yeah, like an SD card or something like that. Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of.
And they can stick it in like one body or the next, and it's just, you know, they're good to go. Which leads me to question is, where do they get these sleeves from? Or they call the body sleeves. Where do they get them? Like, do they grow them? Like, who gives up their body for this? I don't understand how that whole thing works.
Well, I think that the lead character, he got his through a prison or something.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, I'm guessing convicts or somebody, they put him in stasis, maybe took the stack out of the one body and put in a different stack or something. I don't know. Who knows? I mean,
yeah, they just kind of made it seem like, if you get in a car accident, you just switch bodies. But like, they have an overabundance of bodies lying around. It kind of was a little worrisome.
Well,
I kind of didn't make too much sense. I know like some of the rich people could buy. If you were, there's the mega, mega rich, and then everybody else was poor.
Well, there was cloning involved too, I believe, because one character is just basically has a shit ton of clones or something. Yeah.
But they cost a lot.
So well, yeah, that was the rich. That. Yeah, yeah. Like the full frontal chick in the display.
that's another a positive note on this is there's a lot of nudity, like an obsessive amount of nudity. In fact, there's a whole sword fight that focuses on it. It's awesome. It's probably the greatest sword fight I've ever seen in my life. I'm not talking about ding dongs. Yeah. So
the old helicopter move.
I haven't watched. I saw the trailer. A friend of mine that I work with described it as like, you know, good sci-fi that's also softcore porn.
Yes, exactly. I think you'll like it. You'll enjoy it. It's definitely one.
Oh, softcore sci-fi, porn,
Well, softcore porn and sci-fi mixed
in. The sci-fi part.
It's
even
better, you know. I do think as typical with a typical Netflix series, it runs a little long. I think they probably could have wrapped it up in 8 episodes, at least the story they presented. There was at least one episode where the bad guy was kind of just trying to tell the hero like why he should follow her or the bad guy and, you know, why they were correct in what they were doing. And it just kind of was repetitive and it kept happening over and over. I'm like, didn't you just say these lines already? Can't we just move on? It's a whole episode of this stuff. It's like, holy shit. So it pulls like the typical Netflix nonsense where they just,
was that like episode
maybe
2?
Maybe an episode or 2 too long. I think at 8, they would have been fine. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to season 2.
Yeah, I, you know, like I said, I got, I'm about a third of the way through, and I'm enjoying it so far. So, I mean, this is going to be one that'll stay on my list for future seasons. You know, you get some real good quality out of Netflix and Amazon, and even Hulu's getting into that game now, with their own originals. So, you know, we're just waiting to see how long cable holds out with everything else out there. So, and you know, it's nice. Those premiums do come up with some good stuff, you know, like them and HBO and the others. So it's good to have some real thought provoking shit once in a while too, with your entertainment.
I like Hulu. Yeah. Hulu a lot. Cause I use that as my DVR, but I heard they lost like $1 billion in the past year.
I can imagine.
I mean, Netflix think about all the network deals that they got to do, considering they're basically, you know, airing episodes the day after they air on broadcast.
Yeah. And sometimes even sooner, sometimes later that night. But yeah, it is a nice backup to DVR. You're right. It's a great backup.
I pay for that commercial free, man. And I'm like, yes,
I pay for the limited to watch on various devices. I get limited commercials, but the added devices like Xbox and my tablet and other shit and full seasons rather than partial.
I tell John all the time, our wrestling on Monday nights, instead of watching 3 hours of Raw, I watch an hour and a half commercial free. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Cuts out the garbage and everything.
A lot easier. All right. Speaking of Netflix, they dropped a bombshell at the Super Bowl, of all places, or during the Super Bowl, when they released the third in the series of Cloverfield movies. This caught everybody off guard. This just came out of nowhere. The Cloverfield Paradox, a sci-fi space-based movie in the Cloverfield universe that kind of answers some questions while opening up some new ones. I just saw this last night. I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I mean, I saw on Twitter, and I think I mentioned in the Discord, that early Twitter reviews were just shitting all over this movie, but I think more people started enjoying it later and mentioning it. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I enjoyed it. Well,
I know nothing about Cloverfield, so because I haven't watched any of the movies, but I will just make this one comment, and before you guys talk about it, since I fucking know nothing about it, it's different to me a Netflix movie compared to if I went to a first run movie in the theater to see it. I think you got to view the reviews a little bit different that way. It's not like I paid $20 for a ticket to go to the movie theater to see it. You know, it was just part of the Netflix subscription. Yeah. So I think it should be held to a little bit different of a standard.
Okay. So let me scale my comment just a little bit then in that respect. I would have been perfectly happy with this at one of the, like, if I'd have seen it at a budget second run theater.
Well, isn't that everyone in Nebraska? Because you don't get first run movies there.
Oh, right? We get first run movies. God damn it. I was in line first weekend for Star Wars.
that was last week.
Bullshit. No.
See, in Nebraska, they think they come out when we've actually already seen them 4 months before that. Do they have the little dude with the crank and the organ?
Yeah, the fucking monkey too.
Facial reactions. My fucking camera's not working for him.
Too bad you don't see me flipping you off right now. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go back to your Cloverfield stuff.
No, I would nothing about. I would say, you know, budget theater on Netflix or HBO or whatever. That'd be perfectly happy with. I probably would have given it about a C if it was a full theatrical release.
Yeah,
personally,
like
which still isn't bad. Still better than half the shit out there in the movies.
How many times do people, when they describe a movie to you, like a first run movie that's in a theater, is like, yeah, that's really more of a cable movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a wait for HBO movie. That's what I'm trying to compare. You know?
Oh yeah, well, that's.
I'd say I'd say a little better than wait for cable, but not first weekend at a $20 a shot.
You don't have to be that fucking specific. Holy crap!
Hey,
it's a rental. It's a rental.
Zen.
Bottom line, it's a rental, so it's perfect for Netflix. It's the environment. I think they created the movie. In fact, it's funny. I remember seeing a thing on Reddit. It was probably a plant by the Cloverfield people talking about, like, hey, we haven't heard about anything about Cloverfield 3. I'm like, I didn't even know they were making a Cloverfield 3.
Yeah, and they say they've got a 4 now. They've got a 4
yeah.
out now. And that well,
they're,
one.
They're working on a 4th.
No, IGN says it's already filmed. It's done. Okay.
It's It's going to be in World War II. So that's
in October. October. And that one, I'm like, how the fuck?
Well, I think it deals with this. I think it's all going to tie together. So not only did this obviously explains how everything happened from the original Cloverfield, and it deals with that Higgs boson thing where they broke the space-time continuum. So I'm sure that that's how World War II gets tied into this. What's interesting with the Cloverfield movies is they're all, well, the first one was the monster one, and then the second one, which was incredible. That's, you'll really like that one. That's
what I need to see. I have not seen that yet.
That one's an incredible one. I highly recommend that. That's an excellent movie. John Goodman's in it, and he's awesome in this movie.
Well, John Goodman's great anyway.
Yeah. But. And so between the second and the third one, they're really kind of just separate movies. And at the end, they kind of tie it into that universe. But they really didn't even have to be. Like, they could just stayed separate movies. So they didn't really have to tie it together. I thought this was good. I don't think if it was, I think it would have bombed in the movie theater. So if you had to go pay $15 for it, there's no way. You would have been like miserable coming out there. Like, this movie sucked. $15, no way. But as far as the Netflix only, hey, it was great. You know, and I give sci-fi movies a lot of leeway. I enjoy sci-fi B movies. So this was right up my alley. And I enjoyed it. I think it's a good watch if you're into sci-fi, if you like the Cloverfield movies. Definitely check it out.
It definitely works. It works well as a sci-fi flick, even outside the Cloverfield universe, mm-hmm. which really only with a few references in the ending does that all tie together. But I mean, as a standalone sci-fi flick, it even works pretty well.
And this, it's in the trailer. It's not really a spoiler, but they show the hand moving. I still don't fucking get that. Like the little,
well, it's all the interdimensional shifts. I mean, it's just
all of a sudden, like, this hand becomes sentient. I don't know what.
Well, my thought on that is that the rest of the body was still trapped in between, so you couldn't actually see the, because I mean, it obviously heard something. So I mean, I think there was a body there, the rest of his body, but you just couldn't see thanks to the dimensional fuck-ups.
Yeah, see, I think they made this movie and they wanted to sell it, shop it around, and everyone's like, no, fuck you, we're not going to put it in our theater because it's going to lose money. So they went and tried Netflix, and they paid, what, $50 million for it. So I think it cost like $40 million to make, and they bought it for $50, so they made $10 million, and everybody was happy.
And they said Netflix basically turned around in like a week or so and made their money back, too, so made or profited as well, so...
They have another one coming up, and I forget the name of it, but another sci-fi movie that was made and got passed on for movie theaters, and they wound up buying it for whatever, and that'll be coming, I think, next month.
Hey, the name of the movie. Bring them on. I mean, shit, if I can sit at home and see first run shit and not have to put up with crying babies, that's a win for me.
Jammer, definitely watch the first two.
No,
the first one you're gonna have to suffer through it because
that's why that shaky camera shit. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, that threw me off too. I mean, I watched it, but it was a chore.
10 Cloverfield Lanes is really good.
Yeah, but do you need to watch the first shitty shaky movie to get?
I mean,
you can read a synopsis. Yeah. You know, from what I'm gathered about 10 Cloverfield Lane, you can read a synopsis of Cloverfield and be fine. Mm.
I kind of like not knowing because then I don't have to do shit during the cast when you guys talk about it. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Typical staff member.
Yes.
All right. Still on the sci-fi bent. Venom, the Marvel movie Venom, the teaser trailer has come out. You don't actually see Venom.
Who put this in here? Who put this in here?
I did. I do what I want. Someone's got to put stuff in there. You guys leave that agenda blank.
This is Sony and not technically the Marvel.
Oh, that's right.
Studios.
Well, it's in conjunction. I mean, Marvel is working with Sony. They've got that partnership now. That's
this is a Sony movie? I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
this one kind of looks interesting. And from what I hear, it looks like it's going to be like kind of like a horror movie.
Yeah, well, Venom's...
and with Tom Hardy in it, that should be... add some star power to it, but I don't know. I mean, I remember when the Venom, the symbiote came into the Marvel universe, we got the comic books as kids. It was in the Secret Wars and Spider-Man. They're in this outer space battle, all the superheroes and all the supervillains, and they're having this big major battle. Spider-Man tears this spider suit. So he goes to this machine and it drops out the symbiote, and that's when it becomes like the Black Spider-Man.
Yeah, with
the
white black stuff on him. The new outfit.
And that's how it gets like the Spider-Man powers and stuff like that. And then later on, like, he gets rid of it and this guy gets it, Eddie Brock. And becomes Venom. But I'm not sure, like, so obviously this isn't going to tie into the Spider-Man world. I don't think it obviously never touches Spider-Man. So I don't know if the comics changed that whole background story since when I read it.
Well, at some point, if I remember right, Venom becomes more of a force of good, not a complete force of good, but more of a force of good, because then there's this other symbiote called Carnage that's even more evil than Venom. So, I guess Venom becomes the best one, a chaotic neutral, I guess you'd call it on the scale.
I guess.
So, and I think that's where they're going now, only skipping the whole thing with the where Venom's fighting Spider-Man first and then turns chaotic neutral to fight Carnage. They're kind of skipping part A and going to part B.
But don't we really need to see emo Peter Parker again?
Yes. Yes. Dancing down the streets.
Dancing down the streets of New York.
Now, how does it get the Spider-Man powers, though? Because I'm assuming that's part of Venom still, is like clinging, you know, flipping around, clinging the walls, shooting webs out.
Well, yeah, and I don't know.
I guess they'll sort something out.
You have to come up with a whole new origin for that, yeah.
Yeah, there's supposedly like 5 symbiotes in there, and I don't know if they all get released or not, but obviously one of them is going to be Carnage, and that's when the symbiote attaches to a serial killer. So like Hannibal Lecter gets superpowers. So that should be interesting, because he's pretty badass in the comics, and it'll be interesting to see how they tie that into the movies. And I'm not sure what the rating with this is going to be. It's going to be an R like Logan, or...
If they're not putting a Spider-Man element in, I'm not sure how they keep from it. I mean, if it's Venom just on a rampage, I don't know how to avoid it, but who knows?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though.
We'll see. I mean, yeah, I mean, I know Marvel's working a lot more with Sony and is working a lot tighter with Sony, so that might help, but sometimes Sony's versions have sucked. A lot of Sony's versions have sucked. All right, let's go into, okay, this is gonna be up to you and Jammer now, because we're talking about Star Trek Discovery, which is on CBS All Access without spoilers, but I won't spoil shit because I don't know nothing about it. I know what you guys have told me.
Lala has defended this a lot more than I have. A prime example of the problem with the show to me is that earlier, but before we did the show, you posted a cast picture, and I looked at the picture and I'm like, I don't even fucking know the names of half of these people, because the basis of successful Star Trek shows is you get to know the crew and you grow an attachment to the crew. There are people on that show that have 2 second cuts to their face and then they disappear. So there's only like a few characters, you know. They threw in a Klingon war. They threw in, you know, things that have happened in Star Trek before with other universes and shit. And they just basically took a first season of hodgepodge and threw everything together. And it doesn't make any fucking sense. But on top of that, I'll let Jack go, but on top of that, they want suckers to pay for their stupid all access thing. And then they do a 15 episode season. So, I mean, in today's binge world, then in theory, couldn't I just subscribe to all access right now for a month, pay the whatever it is for 1 month, watch the 15 episodes and cancel?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they even have like a free offer now for like 5 days or something like that. So if you were like really going crazy with binging and bang it all out for free.
Yeah. So I don't know what the feedback is with the hardcore Star Trek fans, but fuck. It's a mess.
Now, see, I wasn't too, I kind of enjoyed the show at the beginning. I thought if it was Star Trek meets Battlestar Galactica. They wanted to make it more gritty, more adult nature.
Yeah. Well, the problem with Gene and with Roddenberry, and they even talk about this with Deep Space Nine, and it's why they did Deep Space Nine, is Gene never wanted conflict among the characters. The crew never, that's why on Next Generation or whatever, there's nobody, there's never Geordi getting pissed at, you know, Riker and being like, well, fuck you. There's none of that because Roddenberry wouldn't allow that. So they have a little bit more creative movement with this one where there is conflict.
It goes the opposite way. Yeah. That's all it is conflict between the crew. I enjoyed the show for like, I guess the first half of it. And as they progress, they come across this mirror universe and where everybody's evil. And the whole show went downhill right from that moment. It just became so silly. Even like all the evil counterparts were just, I'm evil and I'm just going to do evil things and blah, blah, blah. And that was it. They were so one dimensional at that point. I lost all interest. The Klingon War got real silly at that point. And they wrapped it up.
Kind of clean and way too easy.
Yeah. It just like one episode, they kind of wrapped up like five storylines in like 30 minutes, just wrapped it all up. You know, we're all done and we're all good. And now we're part of the Federation, blah, blah, blah. I was a little disappointed at the ending.
There you go, John.
It was a letdown.
I am going to agree with Jammer on the one big point, and this is about the only thing I can really collaborate on, because I do think that the idea of putting this on a streaming service where somebody could just pay the 1 month, binge it, and be done is not... I mean, for one thing, they don't have enough to really draw your attention past Discovery when it comes to this CBS All Access.
Well, I researched it. So what's one of CBS's big shows right now? It's Big Bang.
Big Bang Theory, yep.
So you think when you pay for the service, because Big Bang's not on Netflix or any of those, you can't watch season one of Big Bang Theory anywhere unless you buy a DVD set, right? So you think they would have every fucking season in the world of Big Bang Theory. Nope. Just this season. That's it.
Really? Yeah, because the only other place you can stream Big Bang Theory is the TBS app, and you can watch the last few episodes they put on there. And let me tell you something. With the commercials, that is fucking excruciating. I think it takes actually longer to watch Big Bang Theory on the TBS app than it takes to watch it on TBS.
And not only that, plus CBS, there's one price point where you got to watch commercials, and then they have a no-commercial price.
So they went the Hulu route.
I'd love to know what the subscriber numbers are, because I can't imagine people are paying for that shit.
Well they probably have dropped off severely in the last week or last few days.
They all see Netflix and how well that's doing and the juggernaut that has become, and everybody wants to do it. So now you're going to have Disney's following suit. They're going to do it.
DC.
You know, you have this.
There's going to be a DC-specific one coming out.
Yeah, everybody's going to have a pay, you know, per month channel. And I don't think it's going to work. They're going to have to, you know, line up and create. I don't know. It's just no way people are going to pay.
There's
going to
be flops. There's
going to
be flops. Because now you have to, if you want to watch the new Star Wars series that they're talking about, they're all going to go to, they're going to go to Disney. You want to watch the new DC superhero series? They're going to go to the DC channel.
I'm not paying for that unless there's no Superman shows.
Which, by the way, that is the most specific one that I have ever heard of. I think that one's going to be the first to flop.
Sure.
But Marvel's going to go to the Disney streaming app or service. You know, it's ridiculous, you know? And then you're going to have your own separate ESPN one, even though they're under the same blanket. You know, they're just going to try and pass off the gouging straight to the customer instead of the cable service.
You think Netflix, how trailblazing that was when they did that, however, it's probably at least 8 to 10 years ago when they first had the streaming with their DVD plans. I mean, they killed Blockbuster Video basically by that, with the mailing and then the streaming service. I mean, they were way ahead of its time.
Yeah, they were. Now it's going to be
and now they're getting worse. Yeah, now they're gotten away from that and create their own content, but they're also still taking in content from other sources. So that's why I think that'll always do well for Netflix. You have CBS, if they're going to rely on Star Trek, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, well, plus you can get all the other Star Trek shows on Netflix and Amazon and stuff.
Yeah, because what's it on CBS, isn't it? They show it in the Star Trek at SD.
Yeah.
They don't even have it cleaned up.
Yeah. And I mean, what else does CBS have? I mean, I think they got a spinoff of The Good Wife.
It's yes, on, that's another exclusive or something. Yeah.
And I think one of their new NCIS is supposed to be going, you know, for the, like their 43rd NCIS. Who knows? Maybe the 18th CSI is going to hit there eventually too. But, you know, I mean, it's just, it's like spinoff city in Star Trek. Who knows? Yeah, we'll see. I will be interested in seeing what the subscriber numbers do now that the Star Trek series is on hiatus till next season. All right. And Jammer, you're going to probably take the lead on this one. This is the movie about National Lampoon that debuted on Netflix a couple weeks ago.
I would, if you're a fan of, you know, the early National Lampoon and that original cast of Saturday Night Live, that most of them were involved with National Lampoon prior to going there, and Caddyshack and Animal House, this movie is something to watch. It really kind of tells a story, but does it in a humorous way about Doug Kenny, who was the creator, came from Harvard and created National Lampoon. And the characters, it's amazing how well they did recreating iconic characters. Like Joel McHale sounds like Chevy Chase.
Well, he did suffer through Cherry.
Rodney Dangerfield. He suffered with them all those years of Community.
He suffered with them for 5 years on Community, yeah.
If you closed your eyes and you would swear that Rodney Dangerfield truly is in this movie. The guy that does Rodney is like dead on. But it's humorous and it's very insightful into what it went, how they went about creating. I mean, they make it as a comedy, so they, you know, they kind of take liberal things with it. But they really show the creative genius of what they did and why and how Doug Kenny, you know, just it never was good enough, and he always took it to the next level, even though he was overwhelmed. You know, they started in a magazine and then they had radio. And then he lost all these fucking people to Saturday Night Live. And then so he's like, holy shit. And then he goes on to movies with Animal House with, you know, it was just amazing. I would highly recommend that movie, A Few to One Stupid Gesture.
All right. I'll be checking that out in the next week or so.
Johnny Lies.
Maybe over the weekend.
Yeah. Yes, no, add it right there.
It'll be there. It's on my queue.
I thought you were leveling up your Elder Scrolls character that you promised to get to like level like 12.
You hurt my feelings. I went to the Division. I saw you left that game, so I went to the Division.
Wait, what level is he in Elder Scrolls now? Because getting to level 12 is it's not like a normal MMO, which just takes 20 minutes.
That's end game for Johnny.
No, I'm about level 12. It seems, I mean, 10 and 11 seems to have taken forever.
No, it does. It's not like if you went and played WoW right now, in about 15 minutes, you're probably up to level 17.
Yeah. Well, the first 20 levels in WoW is quick.
Yeah, not Elder Scrolls, man.
Nope.
All right, back to gaming news.
Right from the get-go. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. Overwatch free. Free to play this weekend. The 16th through the 19th. Looks like they're putting Overwatch out there to get some people enticed into buying the game by doing a little free to play for a weekend. So if you have not checked out Overwatch yet, if you do not have it, give it a go. What do you got to lose? Sure. It's a free weekend. What the hell? And
we have that league, you know, drumming up interest. And the nice thing about this is since all the DLC is free, you're going to have access to every single character, every single map and every single game mode. So it's the complete game free for the weekend.
But can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If you're interested in playing Overwatch, wouldn't you have fucking already bought it like 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Who the hell? Who's this get? I don't understand that. I don't know.
Maybe if you bought it and traded it in, you want to play it again?
Maybe.
Well, it's 2 years ago. It's really started to pop up in e-leagues now, so there might be some people that blew it off to begin with, now see it on the e-leagues and think, maybe I would like to try that, so here's your shot. I mean, there's probably some who haven't yet and, you know, now see it in competitive play
and wonder what
it's all about.
As we talked about last podcast, about going back to older games, and the current crop of games just can't seem to hold people's attention for a very long time. There isn't a very good shooter outside of Call of Duty, like an arena shooter. So Overwatch could fit that bill. And then you have the hotness that's that Overwatch League with all the different teams from like London, Philly, and all those areas.
That's one I think it's really fucking stupid. I don't get e-leagues. I'm old and
gray. I don't get it either. I can't follow what's going on. My kid made me watch Philadelphia Fusion versus somebody and whatever.
I guess we'll see what the sporting landscape is in the next 20 years, you know? I mean, who knows? Well, maybe.
How much did Twitch paid a few bucks for that?
A shit ton of bucks.
Was it like 90 mil or something?
Something like that. I think it was just under six figures.
Hmm.
So, when you got Amazon behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, nine figures, not six figures.
I'll say six figures.
No, nine figures. Nine figures. Hey.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
It's Tuesday at 9:35. I'm done with math for the day, damn it.
No. The official GRG time is 10:30, please.
Yes. Yeah, whatever. All right. Okay. New game that came out today. Today, wasn't it? Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Yes.
Single player or RPG. Scratches a lot of the Skyrim itch from what I've seen. Gorgeous as hell.
Yeah.
And seems maybe a little more open.
I've read some things where, yes, while sometimes things are open world, they can easily make it a little more linear than they want it by putting hedges in or rocks, you know, so you can't go certain places. So it can funnel you once in a while. It's medieval times. It's 1400. They use real historical things that happened as the basis for the story. There's no magic fairies running around or anything.
I guess that the one itch that it doesn't scratch from Skyrim.
It does. Yeah, there's no magic in there. You're not even really a good swordsman as your character early on. I watched a stream a little while today. I'd been interested in this game. And then I played, I don't know, about 30 minutes before the podcast, since I had my game earlier and I didn't have much time. Very story driven so far from what I've seen. There's a lot of cutscenes where, you know, you're watching the story. Your decisions do affect how the game runs. You need to eat. You can't eat too much. If you eat too much, you get clumsy and fat. If you want to go stealth, you better bathe because they might smell you. if you want to talk to nobles, you know, and you got dirty clothes or whatever, they might react differently to you than depending on what you're wearing. This is a very deep game, very deep. The stream I watched today, it took the guy 3 hours and 10 minutes to get through the tutorial part to the opening credits. That they say it's about 40 hours of story, and there's probably about 100 hours of side quests and stuff that you can do. So depending on if you want something to take over your world, that's it. The complaint so far is the combat's a little, got to get used to the combat. I got into a fist fight with a dude that was a little weird. And, you know, you don't start off as this great warrior. So, you know, handling a sword isn't that easy. The save system, too, is not your traditional, I save anytime, you know, save often, save often. You can't save often. You get drinks where you can save. You have to find a bed, or sometimes it saves. The 30 minutes I spent today, I can't tell you right now that I might have to do that shit over. I don't know, because I couldn't save it. Oh, and shit. I don't know when the game saved it. So that's been a complaint about it as well. I know there's some bugs out there going on. The Xbox download was only 20-something gigs. I don't know what the PC size was, the digital bought, but it's the story is actually pretty good. I mean, when I was watching the stream today, there was a bunch of us actually in chat today that had a stream on, and none of us wanted to turn it off because the story really compelled you to keep watching it, almost like a movie. But it's very historical and accurate for the times.
Interesting. Yeah, I did watch a few streams. I kind of went in and out of a couple streams just because I didn't want a lot of story spoiled for me. If it's something I'm looking at getting, I noticed Green Man Gaming had a 20% off for the PC version already. So
there's apparently a PC mod coming down the line. I don't know when. That's like a Game of Thrones mod.
Oh God!
And which is perfect for this time frame.
So,
but it's beautiful. It's sprawling. You know, you come across villages. I'm very early on in the game. You know, your choices, you know, they do matter. You know, and all those different things come into play. There's actually an achievement of staying a virgin, I think, the whole game, is what I've heard.
It'd be easy for people on Reddit.
yeah, but I'm like, well, I said to somebody, I said, well, if they're trying to recreate times, if it's like a really hairy and not clean, you know, vagina, maybe that's what will keep you from getting the achievement. But it's very deep game. The skill trees alone were pretty intense on what to do. And it's pretty cool that the food part, I mean, the food was spoiled, so... And there's no difficulty level, by the way, either. I that's one thing I noticed today, is now that I'm older, generally I just go to easy mode. The game is the game. There's not a difficulty menu, so you can't go to easy mode or challenging mode. It's the game.
Interesting. So that'll be one to watch here in the coming weeks. Got a few people that are pretty interested in it right now, those that like some single player to break up their multiplayer sessions. So in less virginal news... Slightly less virginal news. Rainbow Six Siege Outbreak event is coming up. It's going to pit operators against 5 monster types. Okay, Jack, I think you threw this one in here. I don't think I've seen too much on this one yet.
No, well, they have 2 different teaser trailers out now that really actually don't show any gameplay yet. So I'm kind of curious to see what this game is going to be. I'm assuming it's going to be, you know, their answer to COD's Nazi Zombies or, you know, Gears of War Horde mode. Yeah, it's coming out March 3rd, and it's going to, I guess it's a limited run event because it ends at April 6th. I just think it's kind of weird that this game's been out for so long and they're still, I guess, creating new content for it, I guess, pushing for it. I guess it was due to their price increase they wanted, or...
Yeah, the price increase we talked about last show that they backed off of for the deluxe edition or for the new edition, then get rid of the standard edition, all that shit, you know. But I think this also goes, you know, it goes right back to what we were talking about last show about the, or, you know, going back to old game, or recently, I can't remember if it was last show or the show before, but going back to old games again, you know. I mean, you get these games, this game's been out, what, 2 years? And, throwing new content here. I mean, Ghost Recon's been out for 1.5 years throwing out new content. Everybody, Division's been out for over 2 years throwing out some new content. Got a lot of new content coming out for these games that have been around for a while in this generation. So it will be interesting to see, you know, how this goes over with a game that's been around for quite a while. So, all right, further news. Sea of Thieves, a few things have been... confirmed and talked about as far as the full release that's coming out March 20th. The little data dump that people reverse engineered and looked through that they thought there would be a Kraken. Guess what? There is. A Kraken will be a part of Sea of Thieves as another thing to worry about on the high seas. 3 trader groups that you have to gain favor with and do quests for. There is an end game and a Legends Cove where you can become a legendary pirate and get, you know, a ship that shows that status, maybe striking fear in people on the server or painting a big old bullseye on your ass.
Some key or something too with the...
That's the key. When you get legendary status, you get the key, and that takes you to a Goonies Cove area.
Yeah, you get your own area.
Legendary pirate. The good thing about that is if you know somebody that's a legendary pirate, because they'll be able to do specific missions that you can't do or I couldn't do as a non-legendary. But say Johnny is, for some miracle, he happens to fall into this legendary status by accident. His kid plays his Xbox or some shit.
Yeah, uses his account, yeah.
Yeah, we could join in on his game, and we can partake in those legendary missions and earn those legendary rewards that you can only get within those missions. So
yeah, you can be part of the legendary pirate's crew, and participate in those quests. And it's going to be interesting to see, do you get attacked more as one of the legendaries? Because apparently they're going to make it very well known or very obvious you're a legendary when you're out in a server among other players.
I just want to know how to fuck a Kraken. How you're going to defeat a Kraken?
The Kraken can fight three. From what I was reading, can fight three ships at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is you're going to wait till everybody gets their ass kicked by the Kraken, and then you're going to come by and swing by and pick up all that loot.
It can pick you up and drown you.
Yeah.
It can take you out of the ship and just throw you in the fucking water.
Yeah, you know, so they are showing there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be skeleton forts added in there. So there's going to be a skeleton fort marker that has like a captain that you can defeat for loot. A lot of chests over there. And it's going to be where everybody can see, you know, the marker for it. So you might be fighting other crews to loot the skeleton fort and island. So now they're starting to talk about what's coming in the main game. And I think, I mean, we're going to see a lot of interesting stuff coming. One thing they promised, no loot boxes, although they did say in the first update after a few months, so probably sometime in the summer when the first major update comes, there will be microtransactions for dress-ups type of stuff, you know, for outfits and pets to be on your shoulder. I think they said something about cats you can throw, and they're kind of hoping they can develop it where the cat can be shot out of a cannon.
Peter will love that.
Guess what GRG is going to be doing?
Yeah.
Cat balls. Boom.
I mean, microtransactions for cosmetics is something we never complain about.
No, and let's face it, if the game's great, I'll buy some gear, some new outfits.
One thing when we were playing the beta and people were like, "Well, there's nothing to do." And I'm like thinking, "Do you think everything's here?" I'm like, there's these islands that are clearly set up that are going to have things. They're not all going to be empty islands, and people just sometimes don't see the big picture.
No, some people, and I think that's kind of an early access thing too. You know, some people they see a beta and now think everything's going to be there, or the big portion of the game is going to be there because early access does that. And it's like, no, this is not an early access title. This is a full-blown release with a beta that doesn't show you shit.
Yeah.
You know,
they said the legendary stuff is in there, but there was enough time for anybody to become legendary.
Well, they said you couldn't access it. You can never access it but the code was all there and everything. So, which, you know, that's what you saw some of that, you know, people wondering about some certain things, the data dump. Now it's starting to make sense.
Hell of a lot of fun with a crew.
It is. I'm looking forward to it. Especially now, you know, already hyped. Now we hear some of this shit and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be really cool. You know, three ships trying to fight a Kraken. Oh my God.
I'm going to get it just to ruin your guys' fun.
You're going to be the one we shove off the ship when we find the Kraken.
We're going to put you. Yeah. No, guess who's going to be the first GRG member to get thrown in the brig.
Oh, snake charming. I heard there would be snake charming in this game because there's going to be snakes that you could play music and try to charm and shit. That'd be freaking cool.
I got a snake you can charm.
Yeah, Digital and I played a song together one time when we were floating around on the seas with the instruments you get. But no, yeah, Lala's the first one in the brig.
Yeah, there you go.
Lock you in there.
In the brig. When the Kraken attacks, we all jump ship and let it take you.
Yeah, we just leave. Yeah, we should. It'd be awesome if you could get multiple. I know it's impossible with the servers, but multiple groups. So another ship pulls aside. You put a dude in the brig, and then you leave.
Oh, man. That'll be an interesting one. I think that's going to be a lot of fun for GRG. I think you're going to see a lot of people enjoying that game. All right. Let's see. We're going to touch on this one really quick because there's not a whole lot to it. Now, rumor. Okay. A breaking rumor before we started recording tonight is that Disney is being rumored to take Star Wars away from EA. So big old grain of salt here, boys. I mean, big old canister of salt. Let's just keep this one with a canister of salt. What do you guys think real quick? I mean, does EA deserve it after the Battlefield debacle? Battlefront?
I'm more confused about a canister of salt.
You know, those little round Morton with the little spout on it.
Take this with a grain of salt. I never heard of a fucking canister.
I'm saying take this with a shit ton of salt. this is very unsubstantiated.
Taking too much salt.
This is very unsubstantiated.
I don't know. They want to make money, and their Battlefront 2, even though it's a great game, had so much backlash, it hurt them.
Yeah.
So well, they took a financial hit where they thought they'd make money.
Well, but the rumor here is that they were shopping around to Ubisoft and Activision. Oh,
well, that's way better.
Yeah, that's where the rumor falls apart for me a little bit, because if they are so mad at EA, what the fuck are they going to be at Ubisoft or Activision? Because they do the same shit.
Well, I think when they did the transactions and everybody flipped out, and Disney told them, get that shit out there so we can sell the game because we just released the movie and you fucked us. I think now they're definitely looking. They're shopping that around. It's not going to be EA next.
Well, it's going to be a mistake if they go to the other two rumored, but because they're going to do the same shit or worse.
I look forward to my rewards at the Ubisoft Club or whatever the fucking thing that thing is.
Is that? I still don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, it's Ubisoft Club. I still don't know what it is.
There's rewards and shit in there.
There is. I don't know. I mean, I see it flash up something about it, but I'm just like, what the fuck is this? I have to go to a website to. I'm in the middle of a game right now. I don't want to, you know. I see that in the middle of a Division. I see that on my damn setting screen on Division. Go to Ubisoft. I don't want to. I want to play the fucking game. All right. Let's wrap this baby up. I want to welcome new members to the clan. We've had still another influx, and I'll tell you what. Google and Bing have been our best friends of late. That seems to be where the bulk of those that answer the question, where did you find out about us from? If it's not word of mouth, it's Google and Bing, which is awesome. Thanks, search engines. So welcome. Enjoy your time here, and congratulations to the new staff members. You poor bastards. Next show will be recorded on the 27th, released on probably 28th as usual. Facebook page is facebook.com/GrimReaperGamers. Jammer, hit me with the Twitter.
grgamers.com, spell out the dot, D-O-T.
And don't forget our forums are at forums.GrimReaperGamers.com. And one more reminder, we have an email address. It is reapercast@grimreapergamers.com. You are, guys, if you want to keep your room, you better tell us that you heard the email address on the cast this week. So.
Oh, you did it.
We'll see if you guys are listening. That's our little planet in thing to see who's listening to this show.
Lala will shut down the ARC chat in 5 days.
There you go. You got till the 18th.
PM with Jammer with all the hate mail.
Yeah, my answer will be use the fucking forums.
My answer would be use the email address, reapercast@grimreapergamers.com. Mm-hmm. Send the hate mail there. All right. Jack, Jammer, thanks for being on the show. Pretty full show considering we didn't even have a damn topic. But big old
this,
news
this
for...
This was well thought out.
Yeah, a lot of news this week, so... thank you guys for being on. I want to thank everybody for listening. Remember to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast source, Google Play, Apple, iTunes, whatever. And for Jack Jammer, this is Johnny Hustler saying stay safe, have a good next couple weeks, and never game alone.